Coming up on Dig It.
Our very own Zoe Ball has been featured on Ant and Dec's podcast.
Oh dear.
It's from April 1994. Are you ready for this?
Oh Lord.
And he just drove over all the pots with the Daily Tuber in.
Oh,
and I was like, what the hell?
It.
What is going on? And he was like, what? But you crashed my tubers, idiot.
I've got a huge bush. Out the front.
I've heard.
Hang on.
I've never seen it, but I've heard.
That one has recently been tended. I've had a word with myself. All of that right after this.
Hey, good morning. It's Wednesday. It's time for another Dig It. Zoe, how you doing?
Thank goodness you're here, Joe. That's all I can say. Do you know what our diggers don't see is the mad dash rush of both you and I. Our fantastic team are online. They're all ready to go. And then there's this crazy sort of 20 minutes when you and I come in and out of shot with various bits of makeup, children, props.
Yeah.
Notepads, it's absolute carnage. But by the time we go on air, we look like, you know, it's so serene,
almost serene,
and it's all calm.
Yeah.
We should show the sort of Benny Hill music speeded up. Preamble.
I always forget the flowers. I always run in at the last second with the flowers. I'm just like, oh, I just remember to buy them. I'm going to have them on shop.
I know. I feel for these tulips. They've been shoved into a very small space. But anyone who's worried about their welfare, don't worry. They will be moved after the recording of this poll. Like shoved into a small, get in there, great, makeup on. My hair's gone disaster as well, Joe. I'm having a hate my hair week.
Oh.
I don't know what to do with it. My daughter has been laughing at me a lot because I keep trying to buy these, they're effectively toupees online. That give you a fringe, okay?
Okay, some I'm going to put my glasses on to study you in this.
But. Some of them are quite good. Some of them are terrible. Because okay. I'm buying them online, so I'm trying to match my hair colour.
Like baby toupees.
Yeah, so effectively what you do is you put it over your own hair here, and then it gives you a fringe. I've actually got a photograph of me in this one. I can't put it on now because I'll just look like someone whose toupee slipped.
I won't make you do
when,
that, yeah.
You know when you see people and you're like, it's just slightly slipped. But they're actually quite good. I mean,
unless
if I
she's
do
doing
that,
it, she's,
it's going to look terrible.
I knew you'd do it.
But
let's have a look. Oh, you look like you're 14. No, you look like you're doing Live and Kicking.
But this is what I want. I want to look, no, I want to look younger. No, it's just whether I cut a fringe back in or not. If anyone has grown their hair out like this and has recently cut their fringe back in and felt great again, will you let me know, diggers? Because it is that age old thing, in or out. I'll send you the picture of me in this one. It looks
Please.
Quite good, but I don't know if I'd be brave enough to wear it out. I think I might go the wig route, you know. That's what Joan Collins did
yeah.
for years. And Barbara Windsor.
Dolly.
Can I bring back the wig each week? See if you can tell if my hair's real or a wig. I don't know.
Do you know, we are absolute peas in a pod. I'm going to the hairdressers this afternoon, 5 o'clock. I've got an appointment.
Jealous.
To do my fringe, like, because it's... I'd had it I'm now hiding under my fringe, but I've had a little tiny wispy fringe cut in a while ago and it's now grown back. And so I'm going to have that chopped a little bit. And I'm Joelle, who does my hair, is always like, are we going full fringe this time? Are we going to do it? Is this the time we're going to do it? And I've been having the same debate about whether I go chunky fringe or whether I keep it a wispy fringe. But
oh,
it's, I'm doing that today as well. So our hair is obviously in sync. We both get sick of our hair and then chop it and grow it.
I think it's often a seasonal change. As the seasons change, I always am like, right, I want to change my hair. And
yeah.
it's always that thing of don't do anything drastic. Just, you know what works. But at the moment, I keep looking at Nicole Kidman and Kylie Minogue thinking, I want my hair like that. That kind of shaggy wolf fringe. I want some hair pieces.
That's what Coco's got. Coco's got the wolf cut and it looks so good. Oh my God.
I know.
Yeah. And she doesn't think twice about doing it. Like she's like, oh yeah, cut me fringe. It's fine. Whereas you and I are going, oh, I'm going to buy a wig, a toupee fringe to see whether it works.
But also at her age, she's young. She looks fabulous. She will look great whatever she does with her hair. And the wolf cut does look so good. Well, let's look forward to the pod next week.
Yes.
If you listen to us, you might want to check out our socials feed so you can see if we both end up with fringes next week or if I do something really drastic.
If you're loving Dig It so far, why not hit follow or subscribe? And that way you'll get brand new episodes as soon as they're out. I just want to mention a lady that I met on the train yesterday. I was waiting on the platform. This really, such a cool woman came up to me and, well, actually we were on the train platform and she was like, I know you hate this, but I just want to say I really love Dig It. A, why would I hate anybody saying that? I'd love hearing from people saying that they enjoy the podcast. So it was really nice to meet her and know that she likes following our lives and what's going on. And she's the same kind of age, I think, as me probably. And she mentioned the arthritis and she went, it's just really good. There's stuff to relate to and our families. She likes all that. And she went, and also I've got arthritis in my fingers. So when you were talking about that, I really related. So the pair of us on the platform in Milton Keynes yesterday, holding our fingers up, it looked like we were entering some kind of, wonky vegetable competition in the village hall because our fingers looked like wonky carrots.
Right.
And it's the first time I've met another woman who's got similar kind of thing as me, where your fingers just go in different directions. They're really knobbly. And she was saying, you know, you mentioned about how you feel embarrassed about your fingers and how you hate them. And I do as well. And it was just so nice to meet another person who's going through the same kind of thing. And I just did the usual questions. What have you found that works? She said nothing apart from cutting out sugar, which she thinks might work. And and exercise. We both agreed that exercise was a really good thing. But basically, there is very little to do and that there are worse things that can happen to you. So you just kind of live with it. But also, it really freaking hurts at times. So, Jill, thank you. I loved our conversation. I wanted to hug you, but I was trying to be restrained and cool. But it was good. It was definitely like a wonky vegetables competition, though. That was what I took away.
Oh, bless. I meet diggers all the time. I met a really lovely lady who had enjoyed the pod, who had lost her husband last year. And do you know what? She was so full of life and joy, and I left the conversation quite emotional thinking about her and her terrible loss, and she was just so lovely and really lovely about it. And people are coming up now saying, I'm a digger, which is such a lovely thing to be greeted with. Diggers, we adore you. And I love that our community is spreading and expanding. And that's the thing, is just finding some, you know, even if it's not everything we talk about, there's always something that we're talking about. This people are going, oh yeah, oh yes, I hear you, I understand. And I love that about our community.
A problem shared is a problem halved. And I think that's what we're doing on the pod. We're just all sharing our experiences, talking about the things that can sometimes get us down, that sometimes really make us laugh. And we have built this wonderful community of people who will feel a little bit better every week just by hearing us chat about this stuff and getting involved in the conversation. So thank you. And keep on doing it. Keep on sharing whatever's going on. If there's something that's happening to you and going on in your world that we haven't covered yet, and you're sitting there thinking, God, maybe it's just me that's got this going on, tell us. And I can guarantee now that somebody else out there going through the same thing, and you might feel better for sharing it, or you might have a laugh sharing it with us. So show notes is where you always head to tell us your stories.
And do keep approaching us in the street or in the supermarket, Diggers, because we do love meeting you out and about. Now, we recently read an article about how we're currently, Joe, in a smut renaissance, would you believe?
Ooh.
Think Wuthering Heights, which I've still not seen. Bridgerton's been quite racy. Heated Rivalry. My goodness, I had to watch through my fingers. I haven't finished it yet. I really must. But sexy film and telly is everywhere at the moment. Erotic audio fiction is also a big thing. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Yeah.
Now I'm going, where and when do you listen to it? I'm obviously,
I know.
Stupid question.
When do you listen to it? I think I'd be definitely not want to listen to erotic audio fiction on the train, but maybe people do. Who knows?
Oh,
I mean, people
God.
Get their kicks in strange ways. But it got the team thinking, Joe. Okay.
Yeah.
Our very own Joe, as we know, is the voice for Couch to 5K. You've helped a lot of people. As we have voiceover royalty in our midst, we were wondering if we could persuade you to read out some saucy fiction. We also might find you a little sideline because you've got so much time on your hands, Joe. You know, this could be an extra little feather to your bow.
Oh, God.
So we found a lovely extract for you to read. Are you up for giving this a go?
Oh God, I can only imagine the conversations that have gone on in the Dig It office, and people go, actually, who's done the research for this? Who's been going through all the passages and trying to find the right thing for me to read? I'd be very, very interested, Jonathan. That would be...
I know, Jonathan gets the blame for everything, and rightfully so.
I'll give it a go.
In the same way that the minute Monty Don said hello, ladies, last week on the pod, and my little tummy did a flip.
Yeah.
You have a very sexy voice. That's why we all love listening to you in the evening and the radio as well, because it's really calm and yeah. So here we go, Joe.
Okay.
We have an exclusive extract from the latest work of erotic fiction by an author we're calling Ophelia Bush.
Can I just say, I think my voice might be calming. I'm not convinced it's sexy. So, God, this is... I'm blushing already. This could be so embarrassing and I'm cringing. I'm really sorry to my children. If you're listening to this or watching it, I'm really, really sorry. I'm going to do it for the love of Dig It and the love of Zoe Ball. I will go through this.
Think sexy reindeer, okay? Here we go.
Oh, God. Hang on, I don't really want to have my glasses on if I'm trying to be sexy.
How are the lights, everyone?
The head gardener leaned over the raised bed, sleeves pushed high, forearms dusted with soil as he worked to the earth with slow, deliberate strokes of his trowel. The garden was bursting this time of year, swollen tomatoes, heavy courgettes, cucumbers hanging thick and glossy from their vines. Good Lord, I murmured, clutching my trug. Everything looked so... Is this sexy in any way, shape or form?
It's working for me.
Oh, good. He gave a low chuckle. That's what happens when something's been properly tended, he said, gripping the handle of his tool and pressing it deep into the soft, yielding soil. You have to loosen the ground first. Work it gently. Get it nice and ready before you put anything in. I stepped closer, watching him cradle a particularly proud cucumber in his palm. It was long, firm, and practically straining at the vine. This one looks rather eager, I said. You should feel how firm it is when it's fully grown, he said. It takes a steady hand to handle something like this.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. So humiliating.
Lord.
I'm really sorry, everybody.
Do you know what?
I'm sorry, children.
I feel your pain, but Joe, you did that way too well.
Well, I always wanted to read Jack and Ori. I always wanted to do Jack and Ori. So maybe this is the closest I'll get. Sexy Jack and Ori.
Sexy. I know. Why did they never do the late night version of Jack and Ori? Well, they will now.
Well, they did, didn't they? With who was it who did it? Tom. Who's the guy that everyone fancies? The Jack and Ori. I mean, he did it.
Tom Hardy
Tom did it. That was, he kind of did it
did
for the adults,
he?
I think.
Oh. Yeah. Didn't he do a CBeeb story, but the adults just fancied him doing it. All
that's
the mums and
meant.
Dads were
yeah.
like, yay.
Yeah,
but I
that's
don't
what I
know
meant.
If it was intentionally sexy. He just is sexy. I don't know. That young lady was fabulous. And, Disco Steve, you might want to take some extra bookings because I think Jo's found her niche.
The things I do for Dig It. Disco Steve is in my bad books at the moment because we had a nice day with some sunshine and did some gardening, and I got the dahlia tubers into their pots. So there's about 12, 15 of them there all waiting, parked them up by the window, put them close to the window. And then I watched yesterday as he reversed his car and I was like, oh good. He's just going round and he's avoiding the pots. No, he just plowed straight over the top of them. So he just drove over all the pots with the dahlia tubers in.
Oh,
he did it. And I was like, what the hell? What is going on? And he was like, what? So you crashed my tubers. Idiot.
It's like a scene out of Keeping Up Appearances. Absolutely hilarious. How could he not see? Well, you're not going to be able to see. They're going to be low, aren't they? So were you going to make him repot them later?
Yeah. This morning he went, this weekend, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to mow the lawn. And I just pointed at the dahlias and I was like, and when are you going to do the dahlias? He went, after I've mown the lawn. So
I'm that person who goes into the, where the washing machine is, where I've got, it's the only sort of warm little spot that isn't going to you know, be attacked members of the family. And I've got six dahlia pots, and three of them are doing great. And the others I'm looking at going, where are you? Where are you? But I'm so sad. I go in there, I give them a little bit of water, talk to them. Yeah. Anyway, that will be you when Disco has repotted
I know
them.
It's going to be me. I know I'm going to be the one that's doing it. Don't
You're going
worry.
To do it,
I've
aren't
got no
you?
Illusions whatsoever. Absolutely. Now, listen, our very own Zoe Ball has been featured on Ant and Dec's podcast.
Oh, dear.
They have a feature where Dec reads from his 90s diary during the PJ and Duncan era. And this extract that we've got here is from April 1994. Are you ready for this? This is Dec writing about shooting a film for The Big Breakfast. This is your time to blush. Let's take a listen.
Zoe Ball was there.
Right. Do we like her?
Well, in brackets, I've written, hello.
Can we get Zoe Ball on the podcast? Because someone's a big fan.
Him brackets are in. Hello. I obviously took a shine to Zoe Ball that day.
It's like a carry-on movie in your head.
Oh.
How lovely is
now,
that?
Do you remember this?
I don't remember them being at The Big Breakfast, but I did have a crush on Dec.
On Dec?
I had a crush on him for years. I first interviewed them at Biker Grove for the Ozone. And I thought, oh, he's such a sweetheart. But hey, what could have been? I think that was my skinny era.
Your life could have been so, so different. Imagine the pair of you.
Oh. We would have been quite an odd pairing, I think. But I've always had a soft spot for Dec. He's a darling. I'll have to check my diary from 1994 and see if it is equally as, what was his name? We always used to say, hello.
Not Nigel Havers, was it?
No.
Oh, Leslie Phillips.
Leslie
Ding dong.
Phillips.
Leslie
Ding
Phillips, yeah.
Dong.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Oh, Dec, if I'd only known, I would have taken you for a tizer.
The crushes you have at the time and you don't ever tell anyone. And so, you know, in our situation, when you interview them or any situation and you meet someone and you're just like, I must not let them know that I quite like them, actually. And they never do know. And that's probably the best
Who
way.
Who was your biggest music crush?
When I knew you were going to say that.
Well,
then.
Because the thing is, there were times where I was like, please don't make me interview these people. Because if you've got a crush on them, it's so hard because you're trying to be so cool. And then failing now, I'd be absolutely fine because I think I've gotten over all my crushes because you get old and you realise that, you know, it's like you can admire people from afar, but there's very few people who would properly make me go weak at the knees now. I just admire them now really more than go, oh, I'm in love with him, which, you know, sort of happened every day then. I was quite fickle. Yeah.
Well, it was a hormonal thing, wasn't it? We're dealing with entirely different hormones now. That was a tingle. Now we don't have those tingles so much.
We don't have that anymore. It's like absolutely no feeling whatsoever. No, I'm kidding.
Right, it's time for Sew and Tell now. And Elizabeth Honey has put together a display of seasonal British flowers for us. She's the founder of the British Flower Movement and is really passionate about encouraging people to buy locally grown flowers over imports.
Elizabeth has sent in some of the flowers she's championing this spring. Anemones, which have soft, papery petals with really striking dark centres. They look almost hand-painted. And ranunculus, often called mini peonies, loads of delicate layers. And perfect if you can't wait for peony season.
Peony, I think, is a gardening broadcaster's nightmare, don't you? To say that word. If I
peony.
Was doing, can you imagine if you're doing Gardener's World or you're doing Chelsea and you have to
what,
say
in
that
case you say pee on me?
I'd just say, no, I'd say penises all the time.
Penises. Oh, I love that. I'm thinking of golden showers and you're thinking of cock.
I mean, that's absolutely classic. Here's Elizabeth with some of the basic steps if you want to try making an arrangement at home.
You only need a few stems of flowers for a beautiful display when you have a narrow-necked vase. A milk bottle is perfect. Choose 3 or 5 flowers plus some foliage. Here I've got some eucalyptus and some rosemary, both with a lovely scent.
Yeah.
And I've got 3 flowers here.
Rosemary, good idea.
Fill the vase with water and cut the first stem and place it in the vase. Always cut diagonally so the stem can take in as much water as possible. and make sure there's no greenery in the water. Then add your second stem, either making it taller or shorter than the first one. Remember to remove the foliage from beneath the waterline and keep on going like that until you've used up all your flowers. A great and cheap way to have flowers in your life while supporting our flower growers in the UK.
Oh, isn't that beautiful? I never stick rosemary in, and I've got a huge bush out the front.
I've heard.
Hang on. Yes, it's
I've never seen it, but I've heard.
That one has recently been tended. I've had a word with myself. No, but I have got loads of rosemary, so I could use that. That's a really great idea. And I'm really lucky at the end of my road. I've got Go Botanica just by Hove Station, and I love the girls who run that. It's the most amazing florists. They are so fabulous. They've got them all over the place. They're a really lovely team. I adore them, and they have such amazing flowers. And it's such a lovely thing because you see people come out of Hove Station and pick, you know, lovely. And they do things like they have little jars that you can take home, and then you can bring your jar back. If you don't want to buy a big bouquet, because it can be quite a bit of money, you can buy something just like Elizabeth's made there. But look, we can make them ourselves. Isn't that gorgeous? So rosemary, eucalyptus, again, smells so gorgeous.
How lovely to be shown how to do things. I mean, because for ages, I was just stuck with the supermarket flowers that are around. And then once my flowers in the garden grow, then I can actually put them into vases myself. There's a really great business that's opened up near us called Chapel & Co. And they're just supplying all the little villages around me with some amazing flowers, something a little bit different from supermarkets. But it's just so nice to be shown how to cut your flowers, how to arrange things, and different things like eucalyptus and rosemary to put in the vase to make things look better.
Exactly. Because, I mean, you get seasonal flowers and you get like freesias and they smell really lovely, but there's not a lot that will smell really nice. So the idea of putting rosemary and eucalyptus, that's such a lovely thing, and a very lovely thing to have for your weekend. And also they make really nice gifts. You know, when you go around to someone's house or a friend of yours having a bit of a rubbish time, I always think it's such a lovely gift just to take, you know, a little, even a jam jar. I keep all my jam jars in the cupboard I don't know why I keep them, because I don't do anything with them, but I'm like, oh, I could do that with my jam jars and put some flowers in. My peonies have just started coming up. I've never tried growing ranunculus. Have you tried?
No, I haven't. No, there's something I haven't got in the garden.
They are beautiful. Can I also say, Elizabeth, because we're proud, happens to be she's auntie to our very own Ollie, who works on the podcast. And we love you, Ollie. And so does your auntie, very much indeed.
It's a great time of year. I mean, we say this every week, but it's ramping up. It's getting better and better. At the moment, everything's coming up in the garden, but you can see the gaps and it's that kind of time to step back, have a look and see where you need to buy something new and put it in. So I've got a ridiculous shopping list at the moment. I've got a load of sweet peas, which I've ordered, which I can't wait to get in the ground eventually and in pots. But then I need some giant annabelles. I need some peonies. I need some ornamental poppies, trailing rosemary. I put some of those out last year and they are just coming out now. And if you get the blue one, it's just beautiful. Really nice to underplant when you're doing a container.
Okay.
So it's just like, oh, I'm fizzing with ideas and energy and creativity at the moment in the garden. It's a really, really wonderful time.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting in the garden this weekend, actually. Fingers crossed if it stays. Every time I go out, it pours the rain. I'm like, no. No, I just want to dig. Please let me dig. So fingers crossed, yeah, that will happen soon.
It's time to do our crate digging for this week. So this is stuff that we are particularly enjoying, stuff that we're loving, either reading or listening to. And bit of vinyl that I would like to bring to your attention is from Ray, and it's an album called This Music May Contain Hope. I mean, this should be our mantra, shouldn't it? This is everything that we need at the moment. We just need some hope. But this is such an ambitious and epic project. It's huge. It's bombastic. It's an odyssey. She obviously speaks from the heart always. Like when you watch her on stage, I remember seeing her at Glastonbury playing to about 20 people and she just poured her heart out to everybody. She's so honest and her voice is incredible. I love Nightingale Lane, which was a recent single of hers. She's teamed up with Hans Zimmer as well on the record. And it's just great. It's really good. I mean, you have to give it a lot of time. You have to have an open mind. And at the end of it, you might feel a bit bamboozled, but in the same way that we had Rosalia doing Lux, it's really lovely to have artists at the moment being massively, wildly ambitious and showing us what they're capable of. So that's what Ray has done with this album. It's really good. It's called This Music May Contain Hope. So I'm going to shove that in the crate and hopefully you'll dig it. And I wanted to mention also Flea's album. He's got an album out called Honora. I think that's how you say it. And it's a jazz project that he's done. And again, you know, it sounds pretty bonkers, but actually it's a really lovely listen. It's something to have on in the background as you, I don't know, make apple crumble or whatever. He's done a cover of some of the good bits, Frank Ocean's Thinking About You, which is really beautiful. He's teamed up with Nick Cave and done a cover of Wichita Lineman, which is beautiful. So it's just a really nice jazz experiment, and it's Flea experiment, and it's Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers. Like, everything is so unlikely, but it works. It really, really works. And I don't have the record here to show me, but I recommend you go to the record shop and you buy it yourself. I'll be doing the same thing.
Do you know what? My lovely local record shop, Resident Records, that I love in the Lanes in Brighton, they asked me to DJ on record store day, and I was like, I'm too scared. I can't do it. I was like, I'll do anything else you want me to help, but I just can't do it, Joe. I wish I could DJ. I mean, it's ridiculous. My job is to be a DJ, but not a DJ as in
they're different
things when you go out. Yeah. When I'm doing a radio show, we've got a playlist and might pick some things, but you know, and I love talking about the music, but when it comes to actually choosing which record you put on when, how long I leave it on for, what I'll play next, because my brain is so ADHD, I'm always like, oh no, I don't want to play that anymore. I want to play this. And then I want to play this and I want to play that. And I just thought the idea of going into my favorite record shop and never being able to go back in again after completely clearing the place DJing. But I wanted to say thank you to them for inviting me, because I was really touched. For Crate Digging this week, I have two offerings for you. A Sexy Stential from Robin. I have always loved Robin and the music she makes and the feeling that she gives us. And I will never forget that amazing footage of, was it in New York, the two platforms of people who'd been to see her, and they're all just singing, dancing on their own and dancing in the, is such an amazing lady. She went out, she's had a baby. There was a great article this week about how her ideal baby daddy was Adam Driver. I'm rewatching Girls at the moment.
Yeah.
I was thinking, God, I can see where that's come from. Obviously not his character in Girls. And she's had a baby and she's made this fantastic album. Dopamine has been on a loop in my head for so, so long. And she's one brilliant pop star, sexy lady, writing her own rules, working with some amazing people. So I'm absolutely loving this. And actually the track Sexistential is quite bonkers. It's quite out there, but that is joyous. And another, artist that I'm really loving is Lauren Order, who is, I think, British French. And, her album is fantastic. It's one of those albums that I actually love from beginning to end, because I'd heard Praxis on the radio quite a lot, and then also loving Yes. She's just magnificent. And I first heard it, I was like, Lauren Order, as in the television drama, but no, it's Lauren and it's Order, A-U-D-E-R. I'll get the vinyl this week from Resident Records. I'll pop in and I'll put a picture up of it. So they're two that I'm loving this week. And I also wanted to say thanks to one of our diggers who sent a couple of books. Great Pocket Guide to Houseplants, which if you are like me and underwater, overwater, never sure if you should cut dead leaves off or not, this is really fabulous. It tells you all about the plants that are good and easy to grow, what they might be lacking, and also the Good Slug Guide, which is wonderful. And after our great chat with Monty, it's absolutely pretty fascinating as well, the biology of a slug. So thank you very much to the fabulous digger who sent these books in. Our diggers send us loads of wonderful things all the time. We don't always get to mention them. So if you are the digger who sent us those two books, thank you very, very much indeed. I'm thoroughly enjoying them.
I went out and looked at my alliums because I was seeing how my garden was growing, and already all these tiny, tiny snails just munching their way through the leaves. I was like, no, I swear were green and healthy like the last time I looked 2 days ago. And now they're just kind of white and munched upon. And as I lifted them up, I was like, all right, there you are. And just like patted them all off, all these little tiny snails. I'm sure they're back there now, but they're out there and they're having a lovely time feasting on all the plants already. There you go. That's gardening for you. There's gardening for you.
What can you do, though? You've got to live, haven't you, in kind of, you know.
Live and let live.
Live and let live, as Monty would say. So excellent. But anything you're looking forward to? There's so many great albums coming out. There's lots of people doing amazing performances. There's lots of, I went to see Stornoway at the Royal Albert Hall and they were so fantastic. They brought lots of nature with them because Brian is obviously a massive ornithologist. So we had like bird song. I was thinking, I hope Chris Packham is here. He would love this. And at one point they turned the whole of the Royal Albert Hall blue and played underwater like whale music they had to reset for something. And it was really cute because some people were going like that, pretending they were swimming. And it was such a beautiful sing song. Whenever they do Josephine and Zorbing, the whole, I mean, there's something about those boys' harmonies that reduced me to tears. I think I cried about three times. I kept like turning to my mate going, sorry. But there's just something joyous. And they had a Mexican wave going. And my mate who was with me doesn't really do audience participation and just kept looking. I was like, it's all right, you don't have to join in with the Mexican wave. But it was actually really joyous. Aww. In the Royal Albert Hall, it worked so well. I love that band. They've got a new album coming out much later in the year. I think it's in September, but you can pre-order it now. So Stornoway, I adore you. You are magnificent.
I don't know if looking forward to is the right idea, but the Landmarks Half Marathon, London Landmarks Half Marathon is looming. And I just, I'm going to say this here now. If you are doing the run and you see me, and if I'm walking, don't judge me, because it was something that I took on and I wanted to do it because we've done it as a family. I've done it with my friend Amy. I've done half marathons with them and we've had such a good time and it's been great. And I just felt like I needed something to motivate me to do some exercise. And I was trying to recreate what it was like before. And I hadn't taken into account how busy life is now and how everything's changed and how I'm physically not quite as fit. So it's been quite stressful just having it loom over you when you're like, oh my God, I really need to go out and run, but I'm just so exhausted. I can't do it. So I'm kind of coming to peace with the fact that I might have to walk the half marathon, but that's okay because I'm doing it. And that's fine. I'm doing some exercise. So if you are doing the half marathon, if you see me at any point, don't judge me, but just give me a gentle pat on the shoulder and or shout my name out and encourage me to get round, because that is happening. And I will do that and I will report back.
I'm really proud of you for going and doing it anyway. Honestly, I would simply say your body, if your body's not up to it, you don't have to do it, but you are determined to do it, but you can just walk it. So bravo, my friend. And I hope it goes okay. And don't do yourself any damage. Okay.
Walking like a snail. I definitely won't. I know. I'm also doing I've got the Olivier Awards in the evening because that was something that I really wanted to do. They asked me to work on them and I was like, oh my God, yeah, I love theatre. And so I'm doing the half marathon in the morning and then I'm doing the Olivier Awards in the evening, working for Radio 2 for that. So it's a big day.
Will you be wearing a heel? No, I'm imagining not. Maybe.
Massive swollen feet crammed into heels. Let's see. I have no idea at the moment, but let's see.
Do you know what? You may well surprise yourself and have a double whammy of a joyous day, because the atmosphere of a half marathon will be incredible and you'll feel so proud. And then you'll get to go and be sort of surrounded by the fantastic,
I know,
ritzy glitzy showbiz world. Is Elaine Page going to be there?
She's getting a special award, I think.
Right. Okay.
If I managed to get a selfie with Kate Blanchett, I would die a happy woman. That's someone else would have to suggest it. I can't possibly go up to her.
I think it will be hard to tell who is who in a selfie of you and Kate Blanchett. You are similar in ways. Your lovely cheekbones and your...
I just love her so much. So
she wears amazing clothes as well. I mean, not that you should judge a woman by, you know, she's a really talented actress and activist, but she also wears really amazing clothes. Yeah.
She is the full package. Anyway, that's on the horizon.
If you see Bryan Cranston, send him my love. He won't know who I am, but I love him.
I'll embarrass myself and do that for you anyway.
That's fine. Thanks, honey.
All right, have a nice few days.
Good luck with it all, my darling.
Cheers. Bye.
Love ya. Dig It is a Persephonica production.